moving on to our regular agenda. Action item number 6, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2008 fourth quarter budget report. John Hawes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is a report-only item. It is our quarterly budget report, and this does happen to be the fourth quarter or the final budget report for the fiscal year 2008. As you may remember back in July when we talked about the budget for 09, there was, I had some summary of what, how we thought we were going to end up in 2008, and we've pretty much tracked along what we talked about. We had a very good year this year, I believe. We you can see in summary, and by the way, you all received detailed schedules, of course, in your diligent information, and I'll be happy to answer any detailed questions. But just in summary, overall, our revenues, and if you'll look in the year-to-date a column, basically the second column from the right in the variance category, you can see that our overall revenues for the water supply system were $4.3 million over our budget. Primarily, that's attributed to additional water sales that we sold in 2008, that we were pretty conservative in our budgeting, and until we had those under contract, we did not count those as revenues, but we felt pretty good that they were going to come in, and sure enough, a lot of them, most all of them did, and that represents, and we had some additional revenues too, as you saw in the write-up in some of the lake operations areas and stuff, and some fees and things we had there. Also in our Georgetown operations area, we had additional revenues, but we also had additional expenses on that side due to some increased sludge hauling cost and things. So those were the major reasons that our revenues came in. On the expense side, we came in a little more than $2 million. You can see $2.1 million under budget on the expense side. And you can see in the project expenditures and capital outlay, we also came in under budget. Again, the majority of that on the expense side, the biggest piece of that was with our federal reservoir system and our Corps of Engineers O&M payments that they require us to make. We base that off some estimates that we believe, and they actually came in less than we thought. So we had some expense savings, and then other expense savings sort of throughout the organization. You can see that brings us down to an overall surplus year-to-date actual is about $8.4 million was our surplus for the year that we'd projected. About almost $1.5 million was our budgeted projection. And then you can see down at the very bottom that resulted in our ending reserve balance was about $43.2 million is our ending reserve. Now, these are budgeted figures that are prior to our audit. We have begun our audit. In fact, the next item you'll hear in just a second from our auditor as he begins to explain the external audit process. So there may be some changes to those numbers, and I'll be back in January with our annual financial audit and the results in our annual report, and we'll explain any differences that our audit results were versus these budgeted. But this is really on a cash basis or a budget basis. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you all might have in detail about the results.
Any questions for John? Seeing on, we'll move on to the next